Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
You are listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
This is 1 hour of fun from the show this morning.
Don't worry, you can still catch the entire show on your favorite podcast app.
And you can watch the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba on Blaze TV.
Enjoy the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Seven and a half minutes now past the hour. Rick and Bubba's show, a brand new hour on a brand new day as we finish another kickoff hour. Speedy, the real Greg Burgess, and Helmsy back today. If you've missed the kickoff hour, your next option for that will be when the archives come out today on our YouTube channel or our podcast channel. We now join them and go forward. Hello to the tubers. Eddie Van Adler takes his seat as he produces the YouTube experience for you. And he'll also put together your daily archive, including a best of hour that is part of your Blaze TV subscription. So a lot of different ways to enjoy the YouTube option, both live and archived. Of course, America's boldest radio stations on the Rick and Bubba Radio Network. A lot of them have been with us for almost all of the 30 years that we've been at it. We thank them. If you don't have an affiliate, there's the TuneIn app. That's a free download. It's a 24/7 Rick and Bubba channel. Includes the live show every day and then full shows archived for you. So there's all sorts of options, and we're glad you're here, whether it be live or archived. There's never a reason you should miss even a second of the Rick and Bubba show if you so desire. We got everybody set up except one, the silver tongue one, the man with a golden voice, professional lunch eater's man of the year, the inventor of pizza in a cup, Shakespeare's worst nightmare, and the master of the king's English. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Bill Bubba Bussey! I said rubber band, So, Bubba, I still remember when the Rubber Band Man came out by the Spinners. I thought, well.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a little toe tapper,
somebody's
like to say.
Someone's released great music again.
Yep, here we go.
Didn't fully understand the concept, but it was a snappy, snappy song. Yep. So, Bubba, we have so much to unpack. We have Helmsy back from the road today.
What's up, Coach?
Gorge! Saw a van still out in the parking lot.
It's my vehicle for the next few days.
I like that van, though. It's sweet. I hope it rides as good as it looks.
Okay,
it does.
Yeah.
It looks like that perfect choice.
It is. It is. Good space. Girls can stretch out a little bit in it. Not have to be all, cooped up, and it drives very smooth.
Hey, and by the way, congratulations. Sounds like it was a great road trip.
It was. On the tennis front, really, really good. It's always good to get wins, but I feel like we needed to come closer as a group. Like, we got some people on this team that just don't like each other.
There you go. Well, who would have thought a bunch of women together, people wouldn't like each other?
And I think we made some – and that's always easy when you're winning, too. Mm-hmm. But I think we made some huge strides there as well. So it was good, very productive trip. I've got a funny story. At some point, I slept at the office, which is in Pete Matthews Coliseum. And we'll talk about that later. But funny story. Thought I was in a dream.
Okay.
And it turned out to be reality.
Okay.
And it was very interesting.
Well, I hope it has nothing to do with the ghost of Pete Matthews, what they claim gets up and walks around.
Well, I kind of thought that's what was going on at first.
Okay.
So
we'll
get there. It's very interesting. But first time I had ever slept in an office, by the way.
Okay.
Because I don't think I ever had to stay up here with y'all when there had snow and stuff like that. And so.
Yeah. It's a weird thing when you sleep at the office.
And I'll explain why I had to do it, didn't want to, but it just made more sense for what all I had going on. But I can't wait to share this with y'all. Y'all going to love it.
All right, great. We got that coming up on the program today and other stories throughout, sprinkled throughout members of the show. We also have some really kind of bizarre headlines today, including Michael Jackson's son Blanket at war with his mother, grandmother Catherine.
Blanket's yeah. mad. She's spinning out. She's blowing through the estate.
So we got
save a little for me.
We got that today. I'm sure.
Save
I'm sure Biden has made us all feel secure in some way, shape, or form. We got that today. Your phone calls will be part of it. The Detroit Lions can't find one of their quarterbacks. He's been missing for a couple of weeks. So that's out there. So
there's a story today. You know, we had the story maybe last week or week before about Elon's Neuralink. You know, where they have this chip they're putting in your brain for people who can't communicate for one reason or another. A lot of stroke issues. Mm-hmm. And they said they had promising results. Well, now we know who it is, and we've seen some of the things he can do.
By the way, I also saw yesterday, you know, when sometimes truth will make people step out of even their political view if they care about truth. It was interesting to see Mark Cuban trying to educate the Democrats, which he said he is not a Trump guy, of saying that Trump is broke. He's like, y'all don't know what you're talking about. And y'all don't understand liquid versus where people put their money and how very wealthy people handle their money. And so it was funny to watch him go, look, I'm not for Trump. I'm anti-Trump, but y'all are saying he's broke and you're just wrong.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was interesting.
Plus, it's not like he's trying to come up with $500. It's $500 million.
Well, Cuban kind of.
There's not a lot of bond for that.
Well, Cuban made that point too. But anyway.
They've asked for something they know we couldn't give them.
Well, and who would have ever thought that politicians wouldn't understand how money works?
Yeah.
But anyway.
The very people print.
Yeah, they don't understand how apparently our money works, do they? Or maybe they just don't care. But anyway, so we have some of that. We'll update you today. So there's plenty. I mean, we've got plenty to unpack today.
And Richard Simmons is in the news
again. How many Simmons stories we gonna have?
He's every day. It's almost like he's president.
Now he's going to come back letting us know, well, I told you I wasn't dying, but I do have some issues. So we'll work on that today. I'm still like, there's certain people, and Richard Simmons is one of them, that you think, well, of course, Rick, of course he has to be 75, buddy. Do you realize how old you are?
Yeah.
But it's like somebody like Richard Simmons, it's like you thought they would never be allowed to be officially 75.
Yeah. Right.
You know, it's like they would always
never
stay young. They would always stay young.
Right.
We'll be back 15 minutes past the hour.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This is the Rick and Bubba Show. Watch more at blazetv.com/Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we're fired up about a brand new sponsor. BackyardButchers.com/Bubba will be the URL. Look, been dining on this at the house. Here's what you need to know. Do you know that the majority of your grocery store's meat aisles, that meat was imported from some random country or countries from overseas? Did you know that? I mean, you remember when Bubba and I talk about mystery meat? I'm telling you, a lot of times at the grocery store, that's exactly what we're doing. Some might even be mixed with other meats of different origins. You never know where that meat came from, and the product of the USA sticker just means this. It was packaged in America. It does not mean it was raised here. So Backyard Butchers is a Christian conservative Texas-based company dedicated to delivering the best deals in the market on high-quality beef. Your box will include meat that was born and raised in America from ranches right here in the heartland of America. So do you hear the difference? BackyardButchers.com will be delivering American-raised and harvested meat from right here in our American backyards to dinner tables across the nation, thus the name. Backyard Butchers will only source beef and chicken from American farms and deliver those cuts right to your doorstep every month. Grass-fed and grain-finished, the meat, as I can tell you, tastes amazing. Sherry and I have cooked hamburgers already with BackyardButchers.com. Had some fillets the other night on the grill. Fantastic. So if you want to cut out the frustration from the meat aisle, go to BackyardButchers.com and save 20% off your entire order by using the code Bubba. And when you subscribe, you get an additional 10% off. That means if you want this to be reoccurring, here comes another 10% and free shipping. So why don't you just go right to the URL right now? Go to BackyardButchers.com/Bubba, and you'll know that the meat that you're enjoying was born and harvested right here in the USA. So we've been kind of casually following this Planet Fitness deal, but it's another example of, and I know this is, I don't want you to grow weary of this. I think it's good for us to continue to learn, business owners, that when people convince you of a marketing plan that is designed for a fake world, it will be disastrous in the real world. So Planet Fitness has doubled down on this ongoing lack of common sense when it comes to trans people. Just a lack of common sense. When someone decides that they identify as a different gender, but biologically they remain the same, out in society, I know y'all are tired of hearing us say this, but it has to be repeated, which I can't believe we have to repeat it. There are some things that you have to say logically we just can't do.
Right.
And that would include, we're saying it again, biological males being allowed access to private areas with biological women. It leads to chaos, and people say, well, are you saying all trans people are? No, I'm not saying that at all. Just as I've said 1,000 times, do we agree that not all biological males are rapists? They're not.
No.
But would you let just any random biological male go into a dressing room and shower with your daughter? That doesn't mean they're all rapists, right? It
no,
just means it's not.
Yeah.
It's just, why would you set up that scenario? Because right. it's not appropriate. Well, Planet Fitness tried to double down and say that the, you know, whatever you identify as, you get access to the locker room of your identity.
It's a judgment free zone, Rick.
Right. Not your biology. Okay. Well, their valuation has dropped from $5.3 billion on March 14th to $4.9 billion. They see a $400 million wipe off its value in 5 days.
Wow.
Yeah. So
we had a trans woman mm-hmm. in the women's locker room.
Correct.
Who's a biological male.
That
correct.
Is correct.
A lady, she was in there shaving or something.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right. That's the picture there that
a
was
lady
posted.
Exposed it.
Look at that. Does it? That guy yeah. says he's a woman.
Yeah.
And he's walking around in the female locker room yeah. at Planet Fitness.
Yeah, that's what was posted there.
And then the company barred the lady who shared the picture.
Correct.
Correct.
And now the backlash is against the company.
Correct.
Right.
This is almost like opening day. I just want to be sure.
No,
I
mean, you're right
here
yeah.
on this.
Well, especially when people, their identity versus their biology, it really gets hard to do
yeah,
these stories.
Yeah,
yeah.
But if you want to look at the biological world, a man uh-huh. was allowed access to biological female locker room because he identified as a woman.
Right.
And when he was in there shaving, and we see the picture, he's just a man. He looks like a drag queen trying to put his female clothing back on, but there's nothing female about him at all, mm-hmm. biologically
right.
and physically. But to Bubba's point, Planet Fitness doesn't say maybe we shouldn't let biological men have access to this. They ban the person for exposing it,
right.
not the person who did it.
Right.
And,
right.
And so the backlash has been, look, I know a lot of you out there, you think this fake world is how most people live. It just isn't. And when you go this far with it, and I'm not saying that you have to be mean and cruel to trans people, but you can have a logical conversation that, frankly, they should adhere to and understand themselves.
Yep.
And because there's it's obvious that putting this out to the masses in public places
where people have public access to bathrooms, locker rooms, showers, there just has to be some common sense, behavior. And I think you probably would be better off business-wise. I know that these movements, speaking from personal experience, can be scary. But let me tell you what they always find impossible to defeat when you just will not stand down to them.
Right.
You will not move. And when you don't move, and, you know, what I'm saying is, if I'm Planet Fitness and somebody said, well, let me just tell you something. If we do this, we're going to lose the trans clients. I would go, I don't think that'll be $400 million worth.
No.
But if we side with the trans community to this level, meaning we give them access to whatever they identify with, that could be much more damaging to our business than the other. And especially when you say people can identify how they want to if you're the business, but we are going to protect all clients, not just some.
Right, right.
So at Planet Fitness, they have what is called the Lunk Alarm.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
if, like, you know, men are grunting too much or, like, you know, lifting too heavy.
We've had it.
And that's to keep people from being uncomfortable.
Isn't that funny?
But if you're a dude in the locker room, they take away your membership and you can't stay. Is that right?
Yeah, isn't that
is
funny?
Is that how it works there?
Yeah, Planet Fitness.
It's a no judgment zone, Rick.
Right. Their whole advertising campaign is come to a place where you can work out and people won't make you feel uncomfortable.
Right.
Unless, of course, they're a trans woman, then they can come into your locker room, female. Now, good news is they won't grunt out here.
Yeah.
They'll just come in where you're changing clothes.
Yeah. And full disclosure, Greg and I are members there because there was one within walking distance from our last studio location. Yeah. And, you know, their whole approach was the old Gold's Gym and stuff where people are all just screaming. Yeah, you know, hey, to have a little bit more of a family type atmosphere. But then this comes out and it makes you rethink what am I doing?
You should have known who they were gonna side with when they made their main color purple. But let me just say this.
I thought they were Viking.
Right. Yeah. But do y'all realize, see, this is that lack of just walking around sense. Wait, your whole advertising campaign is family-friendly working out without the things that make you uncomfortable at the places where all the muscle heads come in and holler and yell?
Right.
No judgment zone?
It's kind of for the everyday person. Just, we're not going to judge you. Come on in and get better.
And then you go, well, I'm a biological woman. I'd like to change my clothes, take a shower, and go back to work. Will y'all make sure I'm not uncomfortable in there? I'm sorry, we will not do that. The man who comes in there dressed as a woman and sees you naked, good news, he won't grunt out here when you come out.
Yeah, and I think I would take the grunting.
Yeah.
Let's Rick, now I'll be honest, when me and Speedy would go, I caught him judging a little bit. I know it was a no-judgment zone, but he would judge every now and then.
Yeah, to me, you know, this thing, and I know you're making a joke, but back to the trans community, they're not judging you. They're just using logic that frankly... It's pretty easy to understand.
Yeah, that's
But they're missing $400 million today because they picked the side. We'll be back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Bubba, you mentioned it earlier. Mr. Musk has unveiled the
Neuralink.
The Neuralink, the first human.
Yeah, this is the chip that he's been working on to put in someone's brain to help them communicate with the outside world.
Better known as the Beast.
Elon has shared stunning footage of the first person to use the Neuralink brain chip to control a computer cursor and play a video game just by thinking. That's wild.
I got a thinking problem. So
the groundbreaking patient, he was a paraplegic man.
Paraplegic?
Paraplegic man, Nolan Arbaugh, 29, seen in a video shared to X using only his mind to play a game of chess.
Wow.
He says, see the cursor on the screen? That's all me. It's all brain power, he said from his wheelchair.
Bubba, look.
He was in the wheelchair because of a freak driving accident 8 years ago that left him paralyzed from the shoulders down.
How about that?
Y'all want to hear him talking about
it? Yeah.
Okay.
I think it just became intuitive for me to start imagining the cursor moving. Basically, it was like using the force on a cursor, and I could get it to move wherever I wanted, just stare somewhere in the screen, and it would move where I wanted it to, which was such a wild thing.
Wow.
Mm.
You know,
that opens up the world for that guy.
That's crazy.
Well, yeah. Well, think about what it does for those that that are paraplegic and the way they can. The thing that would worry me though is you know the mind. You know, you'd hate to be sitting there with your wife, and all of a sudden the cursor goes over on a woman's rear end. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Thinking of.
Sorry about that. Sorry. Back to chess. Yeah, you know, it's
chess and chess on.
Because you, yeah, and you realize how close that is to other words. But anyway, so I mean,
right back in trouble.
I said chess.
Right back in trouble.
I said chess.
You missed
chess. Right. Chess. The game.
Back to the game. You know, you go over there to move your queen. Suddenly, a picture of Richard Simmons comes up. No, chess queen.
For this guy and for other people who are trapped to have no movement.
No, that's incredible.
Being paralyzed.
Incredible.
It is incredible. And he said it's got a long way to go. I mean, this is Gen 1 technology, but the fact that works at all.
So, and how do they implant it in your brain?
Yeah.
How?
Rick, I guess they go and do surgery. Remember we had the story the day the guy
I know,
got
but
it.
Do we have to open up the hatch?
And,
Oh, yeah.
Drop it right in there.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's like that. Cyborg feel to it.
Yeah. Huh? That's a...
What about the Borg?
Mm-hmm.
What about the Borg?
Well, what it is, I love what it's doing for people that are in the condition this man's in.
It's incredible.
But then you start thinking about people who, like, well, I just want one. You know, I mean,
well, you know. that'll be abused.
You don't think that's going to happen?
Sure.
I ain't got to point the remote control in the
theater.
Just think about it.
So it's... this is a big
important
step
stuff like that.
It's
an early step,
but it's a big step.
I think it's one that
it's
will
amazing
go down in the history books down the line.
Right.
You know they have the now. You know the people that can look with their eyes and they like letters and type it in.
Right.
Which I thought was pretty amazing, but this takes it to a whole new level.
Yeah. It does, and you know, and when people, you know, anytime you hear anything involving chips and brains and chips here and chip there and here a chip, there a chip, everywhere a chip. But, you know, and I made the joke at the beginning, you know, the whole Mark of the Beast thing begins to start.
Oh, yeah.
And the only thing I would say about that, and, you know, we've all been guilty of this of some degree, but, you know, let's know all about that as much as we can, because there are certain things that if they're not in play, you rule out that isn't what I'm, you know, if we don't have this, you know, on our head or on our wrist, and we can't eat unless we agree to have one, and it becomes the way that we have access
to everything,
to everything, then it's not the mark of the beast.
Right,
okay.
Right.
There's a certain things that have to be in play.
Well, people thought credit cards were
right,
too.
Right.
It's not. Yeah. It doesn't meet the criteria.
Right.
It could be a little weird to begin with.
Like, sure. I don't know. You tried to pay parking at a ball game?
Right.
They won't take cash.
Right.
That's true.
Well,
aha. Uh-huh.
Right. But, well, now look, now that's different when you're starting to say the environment is being set up for future events. Yeah. Well, since it's the future, I bet it is.
Yeah.
You know, and because we believe this is the future. We don't believe it might be the future. It will be the future. But there's also
children of the future.
Yeah, right. I believe the children are our future. You know, give them a brain chip and let them go their way. Adler, do you say, have you got more?
Here he is talking about having to charge it after playing quite a bit. He had just spoken about how he used to have to get his parents to help him when he wanted to play games on his iPad, and now this paraplegic man is able to do it on his own.
And now I can literally just lie in bed and play to my heart's content. Honestly, the biggest restriction at this point was like having to wait for the wait for the implant to charge once I used all of it. So play for 8 hours, have to get off and let it charge for a while, and then hopefully be able to play some more. But it's been awesome. It's been so cool. And I'm kicking ass, too.
Okay.
So,
hey, wow.
I wonder how he got
picked. I didn't know he was going to cuss.
I wonder how he got picked to be the one.
It's a good question. You think people, they were looking for a certain, they probably looked at certain, the best candidates, you know, for this to be a game changer for them.
Boy, everything Elon's involved in, they're always waiting on batteries to charge.
You know?
Always something.
Well, Greg, just like you said, you know what they said? All right, waiting the applicants. Yeah. Got a lot of folks that just don't want to lift their hands to play video games. Okay, that's not what we're looking for.
No.
We're looking for
people.
We're looking for people that we want to, you know, this completely change their life. And so, yeah, I bet they did have people. But, you know, I'm looking at him right now, like, where did they put it in? Like, you couldn't see a scar anywhere that we could see.
Oh, I'm sure. It was the part of the brain that deals with motion.
Okay, so back here somewhere?
It was somewhere, yeah. They went to a specific spot they wanted it.
There's that side of me. I want to see the scar.
Yeah.
I want to see how invasive it was.
There'll be more coming out now that they've identified him. You know, they kept his identity a secret for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they're happy with the progress of letting it out. Now.
I just had a friend have brain surgery, and they were talking about that his whole brain surgery was guided by a human being, but actually done by a robot.
Oh, yeah.
And it was incredible.
It's more precise.
Mm-hmm. How about praise God he went home yesterday?
That's cool.
So that's a pretty big deal.
It looks like right near the top for the neuro.
I got a little
bottle top.
I see. Yeah.
Look at there. Okay. Dropping right in there.
Right. Got it. Okay.
Neuralink has the most electrodes. There are other companies trying to do similar things and have done similar things in the past, but this is the most advanced for sure.
Okay. Well, we know if Elon does it, it's going to be a little better.
Oh, right? Yeah. I mean, you know, like you said, now you are going to have to charge a battery. But I mean,
what a engineering mind far as guiding these things. Oh. This, Tesla, SpaceX, X. You know, really, I'm worried he's spending too much time worried about X. You know, I like these other things moving forward.
I think the most hilarious thing about Elon Musk right now is that Don Lemon thinks he's smarter than him.
Yeah, that's funny.
That may be the funniest thing ever. We'll be right back. Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba. We'll get to your phone calls coming up a little bit later on. So, Helmsley's been out on the road with the women's tennis team at Jacksonville State University, where he is now their head coach. And life on the road always garners quite a few stories. So he told us in the team text that he had something for us when he got back that involved he ended up having to spend the night in his office at Pete Matthews Coliseum, which, you know, that's... I've been to Pete Matthews Coliseum.
Where
do you go?
So let me set the stage here. So we, Bubba. By the way, I didn't know if you wanted cold or hot.
Yeah.
So,
either one's fine.
So I got both.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry
so
about that. You almost not understand that we were almost coming back.
Well, Bubba said, "Man, I meant to get a drink," and I said, "You want me to grab one?"
Right,
then I got in there and I was like, "Does he want cold? Does he want warm?" I got both.
Yeah.
So we got back. Our match against New Orleans on Tuesday was a marathon. And I could see the clock and the time getting away from me. And I thought, I just don't see us getting back before 1 a.m. And so.
Were you in New Orleans around St. Patrick's Day?
No.
Okay.
No.
I was about to say.
No, a couple days after.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty calm. It was we were there Tuesday, Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
Or Monday and Monday night, and it wasn't.
Keep everybody off Bourbon Street.
I did. Okay. I did. We best. None of them knew about
because they're from other parts of the world.
Right. So they just love the French Quarter and the nice area by, you know, Cafe Du Monde, and the river and all
sure,
that.
Sure, beignet, all that.
Yep. And so I could see the time getting away from me. I thought, okay, so I got to start planning here. What am I going to do? So I went ahead and got in front of it, and I sent Speedy and Greg a text just to make sure both of them were going to be here for the kickoff hour. And when they said yes, my mind started going, okay, how do I make this work so that I don't have to drive back to Birmingham and then right after the show, going to have to drive back to Jacksonville. And here's why. We're on spring break this week.
Okay.
And
this week we're in right now?
Right now.
Okay.
The girls are on spring break.
Okay.
And that was part of the reason we did this trip. And then we're about to go again here in a couple days for a few more days. And they, on the days that I'm not with them or we're out traveling, they need petty cash. So I had a check from the university that I had to cash and hand out money to everybody.
I'm interested to know how you get that check cash, but go ahead.
Well, and I was too. I was interested. I was kind of concerned about that because it doesn't have my name on it.
Because very few people do that now.
I know. And it's also my name's not associated with it. It is simply Jacksonville State University. And so
that's interesting.
I'm texting people going, can I just walk in any bank? Does it have to be a specific bank? What do they need from me? So I'm a little concerned about that. And so I didn't want that. Just driving back to Jacksonville after doing the show yesterday was just to hand out cash and leave. I didn't want to do that. So I told Amanda, I said, look, I'm just going to stay in the office. We got a couch in there. Mm. It's a nice big area. It's got, you know, it's like a team room slash office.
So you've been on the road, so you have a bag. You got overnight stuff.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, correct. Okay, yeah. And, but I had never, this is a first for me. I was
probably
thinking,
dirty, though.
Yes.
But we got locker rooms and we got stuff in Pete Matthews Scott's. Okay. We have access to if that's what I want to do. I can brush my teeth. I can shower. I can do all that. And Amanda's like, get a hotel room. Go stay with Sites. She starts listening. Go stay with, I'm not going to be that guy that calls them
at 10, great.
11, now 12 o'clock at night now saying you got. And there's even, they even have places where coaches can like stay a night. But I don't want to wake anybody up to get
because
there.
Of the time you came.
Right,
in.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
I got you.
So anyway, so I get back and that's when I realize, okay, it's 1:15.
Oh.
And I told Amanda, I said, sweet. I'm gonna lay down on this couch, and what little sleep I get will be better than me trying to drive back and forth and hand out money. And I was concerned about that check, so I didn't know how that was going to go. But I knew the banks opened at 9, and I thought, "This is I'll do that, hand out the money, get back home." Well, I lay down on the couch. I got a pillow, but I don't have a blanket.
Mm,
so I put a hoodie on. I had a hoodie. I put a fresh hoodie on.
A little cold in there?
Yeah. And I sat down on the couch, and it hits you. You're like, so this is reality. Like, you really got to lay down and try to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And probably not going to be very good sleep. And this couch is a little shorter than you want it to be.
Okay.
And, you know, your feet's hanging off of it, and you're like, there's no way. This is going to be the longest night ever. And so about 2:15, I wake up. I didn't have any problem going to sleep.
Okay,
at all.
Total
like,
exhaustion.
I went straight, yes, exactly. I was exhausted.
Sometimes you're thankful for that.
Yes. Went straight to sleep, and at 2:15, I wake up, and I'm like – and you got to understand, I wake up, it is pitch black dark.
Oh, yeah, you don't know where
you're at. Can't hardly see my hand in front of my face kind of thing.
Skate.
And I hear a basketball dribbling.
What? What time is it?
2:15.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like.
It's the ghost of Pete Matthews.
Wow. Night at the museum, they're all out.
There's a basketball dribbling right now. And I picked up my phone, and I thought, wow, you slept good. Like, it's 7:15.
Yeah.
Somebody's practicing.
Yeah.
That was my thought. And I grab my phone. It's 2:15, 2:30.
Only an hour in.
What in the world? What's going on here? Who's dribbling a basketball? And then I really thought, is this a dream?
Right.
Like, am I dreaming? Is this some kind of thing where I'm going to walk down and Michael Jordan's going to be on the court and we're going to have a conversation? Like, I'm really thinking this.
I'm still asleep.
Because I'm so exhausted.
I'm still asleep.
Yeah.
Well, it hit me at that moment. The 2 o'clock tinkle is alive and well. I thought, you know what? Let's go down to the bathroom. Let's use the restroom.
How far a walk?
It's longer than you want it to be.
Okay.
It's I got to go down a flight of stairs.
Oh wow, you're looking at the floor.
So I'm awake now.
Flight of stairs and probably
sleepy stairs.
30, 40 feet from the staircase. So I'm quiet because I don't know who's out there.
And you're going to scare them.
Yes, and that's the thing.
Could be a pirate.
Yeah, it could.
And so
I have no idea.
I'd have gone, what are you doing?
So I sneak. I let the door kind of be very quiet, and I sneak. I mean, I hear it now. I hear we're dribbling, shooting. I hear ball hitting off
sound
the rim.
Sound like multiple people or
no,
one?
No, just one.
Okay.
And I'm like, this is so strange.
And I try to sneak, and the door would and close behind
sure.
me.
Yes. Bam!
And so I walk out, and about that time, one of the men's players is out there hooping it up by himself. And he's got headphones in.
No,
so he doesn't know he doesn't know that I'm there. And
you're gonna
scare
him to death.
I'm like, well, this
who shoots at that time?
Well, that's now I'm intrigued. I'm like, well, this is awesome. This kid could be doing a million other things at 2 o'clock in the morning. He's in here hooping it up.
Right.
Like, I love this.
Right.
So I get caught up, I'm just watching him. I'm like, well, I'm gonna watch
got a pretty good shot
here. He does. Real good, by the way. Yeah. Real good. You know why he's real good? Because evidently he goes in the gym at 2 o'clock in the morning and shoots when nobody else is watching.
Right. Okay.
I mean, that's
right.
And so I'm sitting there and I'm like,
so he's turned the lights on and everything.
Well, there's light. They keep emergency lights or whatever in the main call. They
dim.
Keep those on and just dim. But you can see plenty of in there to shoot or do whatever you need to. So I'm watching. Well, he looks up and he sees me, and he's caught off guard.
Of course,
and I am too.
He thinks you're a ghost. You think he's a ghost. He thinks you're a ghost.
And he takes his headphones and he takes one of his AirPods out of his ear, and he goes, "What's up, Coach?" And I said, "What's up, man?" And we were both so startled by seeing each other, we didn't really know what to say.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know if I should tell him I was here? Sleeping in the office.
Did you say
he didn't know if he should tell me why he was hooping it up at 2:15 a.m.? Like, we just was like pleasantries, and I just went to the restroom and I went back upstairs.
He keep doing it.
You didn't use the line from the Stars one where Chris Kristofferson, would you say, Greg? Chris Kristofferson?
Yeah.
When he said
something like that, Rick.
Am I a figment of your imagination or are you a figment of mine?
So I go back. I hear him in there. He's still getting after. Well, then I go back to sleep and I wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning and I hear dribbling again. I thought, you got to be kidding me. This kid back out there? So I had to get to the bottom of it. So at that point, I'm in sock feet. I just went out there. We had a nice chat.
He's still out there.
And he said that they had an important meeting that was taking place like in an hour. And I did. Like later on, I saw the basketball coaches coming in. And probably should have told them that their player was getting after it. But,
right.
But he said that he couldn't sleep. And he wanted to shoot a little bit. And so he was kind of just kind of going back and forth from sleep in the locker room, team room that they have.
Trying to relax,
getting ready for the – because their season's over, and I think they're having a big meeting or whatever. But I was impressed with the young man, the fact that the dedication, I don't know, I guess
– Did you get to where his dribbling was just part of the noise and you were able to go back to sleep?
Yeah, it was kind of peaceful. Yeah.
Did you know
it was like a melatonin gummy.
He's not a ghost. He's not a murderer.
Yeah. It's real weird for me.
Did you count dribbles like people, count sheep?
That's funny.
One, two.
The road. We got stories from the road, including him thinking that the ghost of Pete Matthews was walking around Pete Matthews Coliseum to find out it was just a young basketball player who is trying to get ready for his senior year.
At one point, Rick, I heard, if you shoot it, they will come.
I hear the sound of dribbling 2 a.m. If you shoot it, they will come.
I know you focused on it, but really, him being scared, seeing you, I mean, there's a lot there, too.
Yeah, we were both caught off guard.
Waking up to the dribble, that's
double
one
scare.
Thing.
Didn't know nothing about it.
But, I mean, he's got the music going. He's probably in, turning
looks
around all of a
sudden. Looks up and sees this old man standing there.
Yeah.
What in the world?
In a hoodie.
Who's this guy in his socks? And his hair's a little bit out of place.
Oh, no, it's the sock feet bandit.
Buddy, you can't get that hair out of place.
That's a good point.
That's true. Your hair never moves.
Thought about
your
that
head
when
was
I said
swollen
it.
Up a little bit. Never you know moved. How you get that look?
Yeah. The side, every once in a while, get all out of whack. Yeah.
Sure. Well, the time machine keeps rolling on in Rick and Bubba world.
Wow.
You guys have a birthday in your family, which really, when I heard the age, it shocked me.
Caroline Helms, 17 years old today.
She was a little girl.
How about that? Wow. I cannot.
How about
believe.
These pictures Adler's putting up?
17.
How about that?
Didn't I see some prom pictures?
Good night.
You did.
Prom?
Yeah, we're doing
what?
Prom.
What? Caroline's going to prom?
Yeah. Wow. We're searching for colleges.
Oh, my goodness.
Here we go. Caroline.
Caroline.
This is for you, Care Bear.
17. So, what is she in high school?
Junior. She'll graduate next year. Yeah.
insane right there.
She was two?
Yeah. 2 years old when you came
in?
Yeah. Good night.
Caroline Helms.
Time to embarrass you, Caroline. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. She's listening to
everybody.
Yeah.
Caroline, happy birthday, Care Bear. Everybody, let's all get ready to sing for Care Bear.
Everybody.
Yeah, but we don't want no touching.
No. Leave that out.
Kiss your dad hugging you. Kiss your dad hugging you.
Greg, sing for Caroline, Greg.
Sing it, Greg.
I don't want to ruin
Care
this.
Care Bear, the 17.
I love the dog.
Sweet Caroline, 17.
So good, so good, so good.
Care Bear.
There you go. There we go.
Love you, Care Bear.
So good. Oh, Care Bear.
Look at that dog in the picture.
What about
Blue?
Old Blue.
Oh, man.
Blue's got bright eyed.
So, you know, you have
to. A little off, I think.
He's a scared boy.
He's a little off.
He's not Blue when he was little.
I'm not sure about that.
He looks a little psycho.
Not sure about that left eye.
This one right here.
All right, that's what he got.
He was scared in dogs. You know what I mean?
It's like he was the one shooting basketball when you walked in.
That dog, of course, as we all know, is special.
Careful. Carolyn loves that dog now.
What did I say?
It's my favorite, too. Sneak up on it. I'll tell you that.
When y'all first did the zero in on that dog's face, I thought, are we going to do a Biden update right in front of this? What about all those things? Your daughter's 17 and you know, it's so weird. I bet when she came in to say, hey, look, this is what I'm wearing to prom. The mom goes into the how beautiful she is, wonderful it is. Hey, I'm going to cry. And then dad's ever going, oh, no.
I don't know about that.
I mean, just can't you go back to climbing trees?
I know.
You know, and
it's happening quick.
I know. 17, you shocked me with that. I thought we were going to hear that, you know, she might be getting close to 15 or something like that.
We've been doing this a minute, haven't
we? We have been doing this.
You're right. Oh, now, let me ask you a question. At that age, are we still cool, or are we now just
distance?
That's a great
question.
There's a time period where she didn't want, they don't want anything to do with
you. I'm glad you brought this up. I have learned, and maybe it's just my kids and
like what we just did.
Yeah, I think... When we announced, I think our kids want to act as if it's not cool, but I think deep down, they love it. Uh-huh. And here's what I mean by that. When we announced that we were no longer doing the show, mine have kind of started that path probably last year, like, hey, don't talk about that on the air. Don't do this on the air. Don't do this. They got vocal about it. To your point, are we not cool anymore at that age?
It's embarrassing.
But I'm going to tell you something. When I sat them down the night before we made the announcement and let them know, and I told y'all how sad they were about this.
Right. Uh-huh. You thought they'd almost be relieved.
And they, there were a couple times where, like when it was my birthday, Caroline actually made the comment, well, that's the last Edgar's cake we're getting from Rick and Bubba.
Oh. So they're
making mental notes of this. So I guarantee it occurred to her. Like, I think, yeah, it's cool to say we're not so into it anymore, but I think deep down they love it. Yeah. I really do.
Okay.
I do. And I think that goes for all of our kids.
Right. Do you think, too, sometimes what I gathered when mine got to the age where yours are now, it's almost like when you start pressing for information that I found it wasn't that we don't want to be talked about on the show anymore. We're more selective on what we want said about us now than when we were little. Little, we didn't care. Now, hey, Dad, the story you told today, I don't mind you telling stories about me. Just wish you hadn't told that one.
Yeah.
You know, when they're little, they couldn't care less. Yeah. You know, you can tell them about whatever you want to.
Yeah.
And but then, as we all know, usually the ones when they get to be teenagers or college that they don't want us to tell, usually are the best ones.
Yeah.
You know,
usually are.
Yeah. So sometimes you have to just tell the audience the.
And maybe it's different with mine, too, because it's really all they know.
Yeah, they didn't, and
they're not finishing out their childhood with that,
right?
Yeah, like y'all's kids finished out, got out on their own, those kind of things for the most part, and so mine are not. It's like they're still in it. Like I got an 11-year-old that's gonna have 11 years with the show, and then a few more years of childhood without the show.
Right.
So maybe that's where hey, I'm gonna miss it kind of thing comes from. I don't know.
I remember when my two oldest were young. So Sherry was on TV, we were on the radio, and Pop would be interviewed on TV all the time. So they thought that everybody's family was either on the radio or on TV. They would be like, so what radio and TV station are your parents on? You know, and people were like, they had no concept that was anything odd.
Yeah.
And so I think there is something to that. You know, if it's all you ever knew.
Yeah.
You know, it's different.
It turned into them, you know, listening and when they were young. And then when they got to school, it would just be a text. Hey, did you just talk about me?
Yeah.
You know, what's up? I'm getting hit at school here in the hall from teachers, especially teachers.
Yeah.
Hey, heard your dad talking about you. And that would embarrass them, of course.
Yeah. Today, I'd like a lot of teachers to throw out Care Bear.
Every one of them.
And I think they will.
Yeah.
And I think they will.
Sorry, Caroline.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
I really do.
I did not say that.
Yeah. And then there's when you realize that your kids might get embarrassed, but that your friends can actually be fired.
Yeah.
When I started having friends that got called in, and he was like, did you talk about that on the show? I was like, I didn't know that was some secret thing.
Yeah.
I had to be in a meeting all day today because of you. So,
we've called some meetings, I think.
We have.
Yeah.
We have. Yeah. I almost got one of my friends fired from South Trust back when that existed.
Really?
He appreciated that.
Huh.
I didn't know it was a top secret thing. I thought it was a funny story.
Who knew?
Did his employee think it was funny? Apparently not.
Mm. Well, it's just not like a minute ago. Hey, mm-hmm. It's just like a minute ago. I'm talking about sleep in my office. And
well, there you go.
And I get a text.
Oh, you're right.
You from the president of the university going, I really hope that we treat our coaches better than making them sleep. And, of course, we do. That was my decision.
It was just a funny story.
There are six things. There are six places that I could have went. You yeah. would have funded all of it, and it would have been great.
So you've caused a meeting
but
today.
Exactly. Yeah, but that was my choice.
Right.
Like, I didn't want to interrupt everybody.
Yeah. That's right.
And I'm saving the university money.
Thank you. Right.
It's a budgetary deal.
All right, so I here we go walking into this Hunter Biden world. I feel like when we go after the criminal element of the Biden family, that we're just going to decide to take our heads and bang it against a wall.
Yeah.
Because nothing's going to happen.
Right.
But Bob Alinsky, who, of course, is the former business partner with Hunter Biden. You remember he came
isn't
out.
That a song Ricky Ricardo used to sing? No, wait, that was Bubbaloo.
Bubbalinski, if you remember, he was telling us, look, this Biden family, they're a dirty, dirty bunch,
mm-hmm.
and they've been using the influence of Joe Biden for decades. And he has talked quite a bit about them. So James Comer is going to tell everybody in our first clip. Remember, Hunter Biden, of course, he doesn't mean this, and we know why because of the way he actually acts, that he wanted a public hearing.
Right.
He wants a chance, a public platform to clear his name. So you're going to hear that he's being given one, but he doesn't show up. So here is Republican James Comer.
I want to touch on the fact about the absent seat in the middle. Hunter Biden has chosen not to attend today's proceedings. I've given Mr. Biden exactly what he asked for. Before his deposition, it's clear that Hunter Biden knows his testimony would not withstand public scrutiny. Joe Biden has not been truthful about his participation in schemes to sell access and influence. And today's witnesses will show the American people a side of the story that the president and his allies on this side of the aisle are eager to hide.
So that he's laying out that this is what he asked for, we have given it to him, and he doesn't show up.
Right.
And he doesn't show up because he knows we're about to hear evidence against him that he cannot refute.
Bubbalinski.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Bubbalinski gets started. Here we go.
That the same people preaching this mantra know better. They continue to lie directly to the American people without hesitation and remorse. Rep. Dan Goldman and Jamie Raskin, both lawyers, and Mr. Goldman, a former prosecutor with the SDNY from New York, will continue to lie today in this hearing and then go straight to the media to tell more lies. Hunter Biden's defense attorney, Abby Lowell, weaponizes letters to Congress to try to smear my name.
Mr. Chairman.
The cold, hard facts.
Mr. Chairman.
In an attempt to save his powerfully connected client and his father.
That's wrath.
I challenge Mr. Lowell to make those claims on national television so he can be held accountable for his lies. Prior to my successful business career, I was an officer in the United States Navy. At Navy's elite Naval Nuclear Power Training Command, I later served as the command's chief technology officer.
He's pausing because Raskin's trying.
Proceed. I apologize for the disruption from the.
Okay. Am I supposed to say it's my time, Mr. Raskin?
Yeah. But please, Mr. Bobulinski, please.
Okay.
Come to order. Mr. Bobulinski, please proceed.
Okay.
Please proceed. I apologize for the disruption from the minority.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Chairman, it saved his time, but he called members of this committee liars, and I just want to know whether the order and decorum requirements of House Rule 11 apply to witnesses appearing before the committee. Does it apply or does it not?
Does not. It doesn't. This is the period of nothing right now, and it comes
should
back.
Should I just? I don't.
This is where they say they won't call each other crooks and liars.
That's hilarious.
And if he's there to give testimony, he's got to give his story. Yeah. So if that's what
I'm there's hard li- there's decorum from the members. We've asked for that. There's no language that I'm aware of pertaining to a witness.
Yeah. Thank you.
So,
cram it, clown.
Don't make sure we didn't waste any of his time on the opening statement. Mr. Bobulinski, I'm sorry for the disruption. Please continue your opening statement.
I think you, Mr. Raskin, used...
We'll make sure it's right.
Great. I just want to restate, make sure the American people hear all these facts.
So there you go. It's already out of hand. Now, here's Bob Alinsky shouting back and forth with AOC, right? AOC is going
to
get involved.
Take a listen to what she's saying, okay? Take a listen.
This will be fun.
Corruption statutes, RICO and conspiracy.
What is it? What is the crime, sir? Specifically.
You asked me to answer the question. I answered the question. No. RICO, you're obviously not familiar with. Corruption
Excuse
statutes.
Excuse me, sir. RICO is not a crime. It is a category. What is
the crime? It's
the
category
crime?
Of crimes that you're then charged
You
under
have charges.
A long hundred
You have charges. Statute. Sir, yeah. please
you want me to
name
the exact statute
sir?
Under RICO?
Yes.
Well, it's funny. In this committee room, everyone's not here. There's over 18
All right, sir. I reclaim my
lawyers
time.
That went to law school.
Oh, my gosh.
Which, by the way, isn't that what Trump was indicted on in Atlanta? Was
yes.
it RICO?
Yes,
okay,
RICO
charges. But AOC claims it's not illegal.
Okay. Well, she's saying RICO is not a crime. It's a category of crime.
Right.
And she's asking for a specific example.
Which he gave.
And he's saying that all of this influence peddling is going to go on. She's asking for a more specific example. I understand what she's asking for.
And here comes four. He's going to try to give her more details here, but still use some pretty broad statements, but still he's doing his best. Here we go. And
No. You personally, do you believe he should be impeached?
I do.
Okay, and you believe that because you believe Chairman Comer has proven that he committed a high crime and misdemeanor.
No, because I know that he committed high crimes and misdemeanors.
Okay.
I was involved and saw them happen.
Right, but obviously...
Yeah,
no. I was involved. I saw them happen.
I don't think it. I know it.
Yeah.
So now we move to Bob Alinsky talking with Roe, or talking about Roe Khanna. I don't know who this
representative.
Is. Yeah, in five. So here he is.
From the CEFC into the bank account for President Joe Biden. And I want to start with a text message, July 31, WhatsApp text message between Hunter Biden and one Mr. Zhao. Real quick, Mr. Bobulinski, who is Mr. Zhao?
Congressman Donalds, I'd just actually like to spend 20 seconds. If you noticed, Congressman Khanna scurried out of here very quickly. And I'm actually disgusted as I sit here that he didn't address me based on the fact that I'm sitting here in front of the world trying to testify to the truth. In October 2020, I have messages I'm willing to produce to both the Democrats and the Republicans that Roe Khanna sent to me saying, you've always demonstrated to me that you're nothing but an honest with the highest integrity individual. And I was begging for him to go on CNN and tell the world in October 2020. I have extensive emails with Congressman Roe Khanna in 2021 and 2022 where I begged him and his staff to sit down with me and look at my BlackBerry phones that the Democrats are so focused on, to hire forensics experts and go through all of the factual information I had. So the fact that he did not even address me and then scurried out of here is disgusting to me.
All right. She didn't like that. He felt like this was your time to back me on something, and you abandoned me because you don't want to go on record as saying the things you said to me mm-hmm. about my credibility being something that could be trusted.
Yeah.
So now the real straightforward question from Jim Jordan, who is the big guy? We heard about big guy all the time.
Oh, yeah, big guy.
And then we'll go to break after this one. All right, here we go.
The ranking member just said that, Joe Biden was opposed to corruption. Really? So opposed, he leveraged $1 billion of American tax money to fire the prosecutor in Ukraine who was investigating Zolochevsky at Burisma, the company Hunter Biden sat on the board of. Wow. And the prosecutor who replaced Shokin that Mr. Parnas referenced in his opening statement, Mr. Lutsenko, guess what he did? He took Zolochevsky off the wanted list and dropped the charges. Wow, he's really, really opposed to corruption there. Mr. Bobulinski, who's the big guy?
Joe Biden.
Are you sure about that? Because when
Jordan, Joe Biden.
Sure? You're sure?
I'm 1,000% sure.
Because when Hunter Biden did his deposition under oath, he said, I don't know who it is, even though he was copied on an email that said H will hold 10% for the big guy. You sure it's the big guy is Joe Biden?
1,000%. And there's other text messages that back that up, that the brave whistleblowers, Shapley and Ziegler, have produced. Not from my phones, not from my BlackBerry that I took screenshots from. They took them from subpoenas directly from Apple's iCloud that back up the fact that Hunter knew
The big guy was Joe Biden.
The big guy is the brand. The big guy is the lift. The big guy is the one who showed up at golf outings, who did took phone calls and meetings and lunches and dinners with Hunter Biden and his business associates. Is that right?
Correct.
It's not gonna matter, but at least it's all being heard.
Yeah. It's not gonna matter because the last name's Biden, not Trump.
So we'll come back and we'll talk a little more about that after.
We also have a clip of a guy sitting in prison that testified.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got that too. So more Rick and Bubba coming up right after this.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
I don't know about all of you out there, but as I am getting older, I'm starting to be a little more careful about wasting time. So, when you sit around, you ever had those days where you realize, you know, I didn't accomplish anything today. I really kind of wasted my time. Well, I'm going to tell you that Hillsdale College would be a great way to spend time. And I'm so excited that Hillsdale College is offering more than 40 free online courses in the most important and endearing subjects out there. Did you know you can learn about the works of C.S. Lewis, the stories in the book of Genesis, the meaning of the U.S. Constitution? Kind of wish we'd have some of the Democrats maybe take this course. And the rise and fall of the Roman Republic. These are fascinating stories of history. You can get the history of the ancient Christian church, all with Hillsdale College's online courses. Are you ready for this? All available for free. Maybe there's some better use of your time. That's right, for free. The ancient Christianity is one that really intrigues me. It's 11 lectures. You'll study the inspiring stories of Christ, his apostles, the faithful ones throughout the first four centuries of Christianity. You also learn the arguments of key early Christian apologists who defended the Christian faith in the face of massive persecution. So the course is self-paced. You can start whenever you want, and you can enroll now in ancient Christianity to discover the miraculous story of the faith of Christianity. Go right now to hillsdale.edu/rickbubba to enroll. There is no cost. I want to emphasize that again. It's easy to get started. That's hillsdale.edu/rickbubba to register, and you can take these online courses for free and make better use of your valuable time. Another Rick and Bubba University, the podcast, coming up this weekend. Speaking of the topic we're talking about right now, we interview Cameron Hamilton, a candidate for Congress in Virginia's 7th District, former Navy SEAL, and also has served our country under four different administrations. On the battlefield, also a medic during the global war on terror. He also has worked with Homeland Security. He can really, really help us look at how important elections are, and he can speak to that from experience. So we'll interview him today. We'll record that, Lord willing, and then you'll catch it when it comes out over the weekend. Next week, Bubba and I on vacation. There'll be Rick and Bubba Best Of shows going on. There won't be an RBU next weekend. There won't be a Bible study next weekend, but you can go back and check archives, maybe some of that you missed in the past while we're on vacation, and enjoy some of the most memorable moments in Rick and Bubba history. All right, so we're going to finish up the Hunter Biden stuff. It's pretty glaring what we're hearing from Bubba Linsky, but what about when you hear from from prison someone who's a former business associate of Hunter Biden? You're talking about my business associates where? Well, he's in prison, and he's going to tell us that he deserves to be in prison, but you need to hear what else he has to say. So here is Jason Galanis.
Galanis?
Yeah, go with that. Yeah, we'll do that. All right, here we go.
It was not the only time I've heard Hunter speak with his father for business reasons. I was present when Hunter called his father on May 4th, 2014 on a cell phone, put it on speaker mode to have him say hello to Yelena Batarina, a Russian oligarch and an investor in Rosemont Projects, and her husband, Yuri Luzkov, the former mayor of Moscow. Devin Archer was also there. Hunter said, well, I'm here with our friends. I told you we're coming to town, and we wanted to say hello. The vice president said hello, some pleasantries, and they hope he had safe travels. And then said, quote, okay, you be good to my boy.
Hunter responded by saying, everything is good and we are moving ahead. The vice president said something about, quote, being helpful, and Hunter ended the call by saying he was going to call his father later. Before this call, Hunter sat next to Elena Betterman at a table, and I heard him speaking on business matters generally. A few days after this May 4th party, an email my lawyer provided to this committee shows that Devin had confirmed Ms. Betterman was committed to a, quote, hard order of $10 to $20 million in a burden investment banking client. In an effort to build this financial platform, I engaged in unlawful conduct. Our companies were entrusted with $11 billion of union pension money, pension fund money, whose trust I betrayed. I pleaded guilty. I've had 8 years in federal custody to reflect on my actions. I'm profoundly sorry for committing these crimes. I deserve the lengthy sentence I received. Nevertheless, as I set out more fully in my full statement, I believe the SBNY prosecutors did not indict Hunter Biden on the same deal for political reasons, despite then-available documentation that we were partners, were involved in decision-making that involved illegal self-dealing, and all of us had financially benefited from these schemes.
So you basically have a guy sitting in jail going, hey, I was punished, rightly so, deserved it. Hunter was my partner, he got nothing.
And he says what Bubba's saying, I'm here, what I did was wrong. Hunter did the exact same things, he's not here. And the reason why he's not here is because he is Joe Biden's son. And I'm here because I'm not.
Yep.
That's it.
I don't know that anybody cares, but that's pretty... And look, again, I know some people out there are, you know, I just don't want Trump to be president, and I really don't care about the criminal element of the Biden family or the fact that the current president is losing his cognitive skills by the day. Mm-hmm. I just don't want Donald Trump to be president.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that anything's accomplished by this, but here's what I think we have to understand. Whether anything's accomplished by this or not, I think bipartisan agreement could be shared that we all don't want people who do things that are illegal to go unpunished. I think, don't we want there to be justice, and don't we want our political system not to be corrupt, no matter which party is doing it? And I know they both dabble and both have had histories of violating the power they have been given. Yep. But don't we want to hold them accountable every time they do it, whether they're Republican or Democrat, or no matter how scary an orange person may be? Say?
You would think.
But, I mean, I don't know how Hunter Biden, you kind of think, well, he didn't come to this because he didn't want to face all this. He asked for this. He was given this, and then he didn't come.
Well, yeah, Rick. Everybody knew he wasn't going to come.
Right.
He didn't mean that.
Right. You don't mean that.
He didn't mean that.
Yeah. And I know Jim.
He just wanted to be able to say that.
I know Jim Jordan in six, but it's a long cut. But he asked who left cocaine at the White House. Is there anything in there of value?
He runs a list.
Yeah. But is it, you know, I know some people have wondered if they don't use it to get Biden through a speech.
Yeah. They've been Joe's.
Yeah. So, I mean, is it worth our time? I mean, I don't think we got 3 minutes.
No, he runs a list. Now, I will say this, if what might be worth your time is number five. One of the Democrats walked in the hall with, or down the halls of the Capitol building with a Putin mask on, and went in front of reporters and then made some comment. And then somebody, one of the reporters, asked if he was being immature. This was kind of a weird moment. He's wearing a Putin mask like Henry the Horse would wear a mask.
Okay.
All right.
That's pretty good. I just came to thank James Comer for taking all of our intelligence and using it in the committee. Maybe he can come see the technology in our grocery stores. Thank you.
Congressman, I think his behavior is kind of immature.
He's basically the Democrat making fun of the committee for spending time on this, and when they should be doing other things. And I don't know.
Yeah, they got to get back to investigating Trump.
Well, I was about to say, Bubba, we just heard a guy from prison that said that actually Hunter Biden has been dealing with Russians.
Yeah.
I mean, so I think maybe we're covering some of this in this particular trial in here. So I don't know. I'm glad the information is getting out there, but I certainly am in the real world enough to know that how this will affect who people vote for, probably not much. Mm-hmm. But I think that political corruption and the misuse of their powers, that people should be held accountable for that, whether it impacts an election or not.
Yes.
Because
yes.
it impacts us, the people.
It does.
Yeah. And that Democrat, Jared Moskowitz, wearing the Putin mask, if you couldn't hear it, he said, "I just came to thank James Comer, the Republican, for taking all of our intelligence and using it in the committee," which is just such a load of bullcrap.
Yeah. I mean, easy, Alt Adler.
he's compromising us by having this hearing against Hunter Biden. That's such a joke. Also, Ken Paxton is supposedly bringing charges against Hunter Biden for overvaluing his paintings. That's just now developing right now.
That's hilarious. That's
goes both ways.
Bottom of the hour.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
All right, so we have a lot of sports stuff. March Madness leads the way. So we are playing.
It's underway.
Yep. Our play-in games are over.
Yep.
So here we go.
First round today. There'll be a lot of games today and then tomorrow, and I guess over the weekend too. Mississippi State, I noticed, plays pretty early today.
Speedy, right out of the gate, 11:15. Right out of the gate. Get your cowbell out.
Against Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
That's an 8-9 match.
Y'all know what we need. More cowbell.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Right. Plenty of it.
Yeah.
We take
yeah,
care
they
of
got
one. So what kind
of early?
Yeah.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
There you go.
I got a fever.
Na-na-na-na.
I got to have more cowbell. I like what I'm hearing.
So are you good? You ready for that? So is that Central Time, 11:15?
Yes.
How many people y'all think called in sick today?
A bunch. So many.
South Carolina plays at 3 today out of the SEC. Kentucky tonight, 6:10 against Oakland. That's a 3-14 matchup. Yeah. A lot of people are really buzzing about McNeese State. They're a 12 seed, but they're playing 5th-seeded Gonzaga, and a lot of people think that could be an upset.
You know, last year, it's a new coach, first-year coach, and I think they had like 23 losses or something last year. Mm. And he made the statement that, I know we've had 23 losses last year. We will win 23 games next year. I'll flip this thing. And he has.
Wow.
Yeah.
They've actually won 30 games.
How about that?
They're 30-3.
What about
pretty good turnaround, isn't it?
It is.
What about right around the corner?
Now, listen, I want you to look at their schedule too. It's as weak as it gets.
Okay, but still, if you go from
losing,
you're bad out there.
Yeah,
yeah.
I just don't want everybody to think they're out there beating Kansas and Duke.
Right,
but they had lost 23 games with the same
great turnaround, great story. Coach led up to what lived up to what he was doing, but let's not get too carried away.
Got a little mouthy.
You still got to play that team today.
Push somebody.
They can play.
Another one that could be an upset special, Rick. Samford at number 13, playing Kansas, a number 4 seed. But Kansas lost their star offensive player in practice.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Practice.
Okay, that's different.
He's out.
Bucky McMillan got him going, boys.
Bucky Mac.
Yep. Bucky Ball.
So they're going to play
29-5. Pretty good year.
Yeah. But they're going to play at 8:55 p.m.
Yes.
A little late. 8:55 p.m. Yeah.
Somebody will have to tell me what happened.
Is there anything worse than having to wait for a game all day? So long.
Yeah. So I didn't know Kansas lost their big offensive player.
Yeah, he's out.
Yeah, because I was about to say, you get to go to Salt Lake City, play at 9 p.m., and your first opponent, Kansas.
Yeah. But I'm sure they still got a lot of pretty good guys left.
Kansas had a good year. They're a 4th seed.
Oh, they're good. Rocked
and then you lose your star player in practice.
When?
In practice.
Wow.
Days before
we're talking about
you
practice?
Start the NCAA tournament. Yep.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Terrible.
That hurts.
Baseball news.
You can't have nothing.
Yeah, baseball news. We were talking about this earlier about this whole South Korea thing, whatever. Do you say his name Shohei Ohtani?
Shohei Ohtani. Yeah, like Shohei.
What about his interpreter?
It's a crazy story.
He was interpreting a lot of stuff.
Yes, he was.
Mostly bets.
Not very good at picking winners.
they think
Mizuhara.
That his interpreter had a gambling problem.
Yep.
And he stole at least $4.5 million. The term there is at least from Shohei as an interpreter to pay off bookies.
Yeah.
4 point. I mean,
lot.
Hey, that'll get you fired as
that
an interpreter.
That haircut should have tipped him off.
Hey, that'll get you fired as an interpreter.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. Yeah.
And not good. Only interpreter, but like really good friend. I don't know what happened. I got choked up about it.
You choked up about it, Tony.
Yeah, well, I went to swallowing it.
Yeah, I think the only thing he might be found innocent of is being a really good friend.
You're talking about taking advantage of somebody.
Was you telling us earlier today, we were having a discussion about it, that he claims that that Shohei gave him the money to pay the debt off?
Yeah.
That he didn't take it.
That's his deal, is that.
Wouldn't Shohei know that more than anybody?
But here's the problem, Greg.
Go ask him, see what he interprets.
Here's the problem. When they ask him, unless you know Japanese, the interpreter may say, see?
See? Uh-huh.
We might need a second interpreter.
I tried to tell y'all.
Bring in another interpreter.
See? Yeah. Said I paid it off for him.
Detroit Lions cornerback Cameron Sutton missing for 2 weeks.
What is going on with that?
After that good season they had.
Yeah, he's missing 2 weeks. Wanted by Hillsborough County, unfortunately, for the accusation of domestic violence.
Well, now so we know why he's gone.
He's on the run, it sounds like. Which means he probably doesn't like his chances on this.
No, it doesn't sound like he has much of a defense.
So, but that's 2 weeks. I know I've said this before, and I don't mean to upset anyone on this.
No.
If you know that's not my nature, but does it feel like to you that we can't catch anybody anymore? I mean, that like every time somebody's on the run, it goes on so much longer than it used to.
I mean, these things.
I mean,
you have to look in all the bathrooms now, the her and the his.
Right. You could eliminate 50% of them.
That's so much more ground to cover. But it just feels like when we have a fugitive, we just don't reel them in as quick as we used to.
That's facts.
I mean, I hate to be that way.
They're not tired of Trump, you hardly see a prosecution.
No. We can't even arrest Hunter Biden. I mean, how much more evidence
do we have? We got a picture of him asleep with a crack pipe.
Yeah. Adler's rolling through a stop sign, gets a ticket. Hunter Biden just doesn't show up somewhere, and it's fine.
Yeah. You know, maybe we should get the people that are committed to the rolling stop at a stoplight to get them looking for the future.
Maybe that's it. That's what we need.
Because they seem to be able, they're ready to get after it. They want to get it done.
Yeah. Masks aren't helping. I mean, everybody's allowed to wear a mask now. Criminals were like, yes!
This is awesome!
Finally, I can walk free!
We all get masks. I got a little look from the wife yesterday, and I wasn't trying to be. You know, have you ever? This sounded like a speedy moment. I had a speedy moment yesterday.
Oh, boy.
So we were eating at a restaurant that was of Asian culture.
Okay.
So our servers were Asian people.
Okay.
I know that's not always the case. In this case, it was.
Right.
And though it was true that some of the English was a little bit broken, the English was fine. And I thought about you on secondhand embarrassment so bad. So the young lady that was taking care of us also was wearing a mask for some reason. And maybe it was pollen. I don't know. But she came up to us to kind of discuss the order and everything. And I didn't mean that her English wasn't good. I meant the mask was obstructing my ability to hear her.
Right.
Oh.
So unfortunately,
still in the mask,
and it looked like it hurt her feelings.
Rick,
I said I can't understand you.
Oh.
And I meant because of the mask, not because her English wasn't good enough. And I got such a look, and I said, "What?" And she goes, "She thinks you don't think she can speak English good."
Oh.
And I'm like, "I was talking about the mask."
Ah, yeah.
And I couldn't hear it. You know what I mean?
Why are they still on the mask?
I don't know.
I saw a lot of those in New Orleans. For some reason.
What's going on?
I don't know.
What is all this about?
Wanted to ask, but didn't have time for the conversation.
Because honestly, it'll help with pollen. That's not going to help with the virus, because the virus is too small. Yeah. But it'll help with pollen.
And they got several viruses down there you got to worry about.
Oh, buddy, let me tell you.
Yeah.
So
Greg's made me get all stopped up because I've been doing some yard work, but I won't wear a mask because I'm afraid he might ride by.
Right.
He'd get all over me.
But that'd have made you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Would that have made you uncomfortable when I realized that she thinks I'm
sick? Would it have? Yes.
Greg, he would have crawled up.
I would have followed her to the kitchen. No.
Understand. He's not talking about your horrible accent.
Right. I can't understand you. What is wrong with you? I'm like, I couldn't understand her.
Go tell her you're sorry.
And the rest of the evening, she seemed to like, was kind of cowed down.
Rick. You could just see your lips, and my
service wasn't near as good.
I didn't know what she didn't want to come over. She thought I would do good. I didn't mean her English was fine. Now, was it a little broken? It was, but I could clearly, if I could hear it, it was fine.
Yeah,
it was obstructing the volume.
Right, the volume, and it's something about watching the mouth work. You can kind of pick it up a little bit.
Right,
sure.
You know what I mean? Like, if it's a low talk or two, I'm like leaning in.
Hey, you misordered an Asian restaurant and you'll pay for it.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Michael Jackson. How many years has Michael been gone? 15?
15 years. Can you believe that?
15 years ago, Michael Jackson went on in and left a family behind all kinds of rights to all kinds of songs. A war is raging, and I guess the kid goes by the name Michael Jackson's son, Blanket.
Well, we know him
his real name, right?
He doesn't go by that. Does he?
If you look at the story, it says his son Blanket Biggie Jackson.
Ooh.
Is that Biggie?
His name is Blanket Biggie.
That's what it says. B I G I.
Is that pronounced Biggie?
It looks like his real name is Prince Michael Jackson II.
Right.
Are you serious?
That's right.
Who's he? George Foreman?
Michael Jackson's son, Blanket Biggie Jackson.
Well, his other one's name's Prince, too, right?
Yeah, Prince Michael Jackson II.
Don't we have another Prince Michael Jackson,
though?
Yeah, what's the older one?
Ricky Schroeder, what's he? Or is that Blanket?
No, that's
Blanket is Prince Michael Jackson II.
Yeah, but what's the oldest kid?
A.K.A. Biggie.
Prince, too?
By the way, let me just say this. Now, I will say this. We all said when Michael Jackson wanted children that these children are not biologically his.
No, there's no way.
And have you seen, like, an updated picture of Paris?
Yeah.
There is not even a hint of Michael Jackson. I mean, not even a hint.
Uh-uh.
I mean, you think it's Cameron Diaz's daughter. You know, exactly. I mean.
She looks like an Olsen twin.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
Yeah, really Prince does. Jackson. He likes that name, Prince.
All right, so we'll let out here.
BG.
But here's BG.
Big.
That's
Big,
Blanket.
But his real name is Prince Michael Jackson II.
And that's Prince Michael Jackson I over here.
I guess so.
What we call Blanket. Blanket, because both of them named Prince.
There you go.
I got it.
I think in a weird way, Bubba, you figured it out.
By George, I think I got it.
I told you.
Well, they look just like their dad.
Joe Jackson did die in 2018. Yeah. Speedy tried to tell me Joe Jackson was still alive. Yeah, I think he went on in.
I thought he was still alive.
So
I'm with you.
Greg, I know that he died because there was a report for the first time ever Satan was scared.
Yeah.
You can leave.
So. Biggie or Blanket.
He's coming here.
Blanket is now at war with his grandmother, Catherine, who is 93.
93.
Wow.
He has filed paperwork this week to prevent her from selling off any more of his material. She has asked the court to have them reimburse her for legal fees. Blanket entered papers with the court officials asking to block Catherine's efforts. Last month, the estate announced a partial sale as Sony purchased the rights to half of Jackson's material, Rick, for a mere $600 million.
She's 93. Give the kid $600 million.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think she's going to run through that, even with the biggest spending spree.
But where would it go, though?
Yeah.
When she
does
dies?
It go to, the
well,
kids?
Well, it go to the other kids,
yeah,
right?
The kids.
Left over. There's still five left, right? Because there was six.
Right.
Actually, with Michael, when
no,
they
but,
were
but
all
would his not go
saying.
To his kids?
Right. So Michael Jackson, it's a lot to figure out.
I would think it would go to his kids.
I'm giving up.
I don't know.
Yeah.
How'd she
Between
end up
this
with?
And Shohei Ohtani, I can't
right.
keep up
and,
with it.
And
today.
Opening day for MLB is tough.
Yeah. So Michael Jackson's kids are in concert in South Korea.
Show of the tour.
No. So his kids, you would think. Would be in line, but somehow Catherine, I guess while she's still the executor, banked $600 million on half the catalog. And is Blanket saying, Mama's not sharing it with us?
Did he think we ought to hold out for more later?
Is he
unhappy that she's taking legal fees out of it?
And what's the other two kids think?
So Blanket and his grandmother were on the same page in stating their resistance to a potential sale, according to legal documents by, of course, the very trustworthy TMZ. But Blanket was not involved with Catherine's next appeal of the court's eventual ruling to let the executors proceed in exploring further options for a sale. So it sounds like Blanket said, I thought we were all working together on this, and Mama went solo on selling it, and I think y'all right. We're going to hold out for more money.
Yeah, he thinks she's coming in a little low.
I think Mama is selling Daddy's catalog at a bargain basement price.
Yeah, because he's young. He's got Katie ain't got much longer.
You know, I think what when you look at what Michael Jackson did with these children, and I don't know whether they're biologically his or not, but you have to remember, as we've said on the show many times, Michael Jackson created a version of himself that was fabricated by cosmetic surgeons.
Yeah.
He you have to go back to what he actually looked like, which that would be his genetics. And it's almost like he went out and handpicked a way to have children that look like the fake version of himself, not the real version of himself. Right.
I'm no Geraldo, but I'm going to guess that that's not his daughter for sure.
Look at Paris. Do you see even a remote sign?
Yeah.
Now picture Michael Jackson like on Madonna. The Off the Wall album.
Yeah.
Well, she, okay. In all fairness, this picture, though, she is a little more darker skin than that picture indicates, and she's usually not a blonde. So that picture's probably not a fair representation.
She's in the bad jacket or the Thriller jacket. That helps.
But now that was a long time ago, because look at Blanket down there. He's just a little tight.
Yeah.
He's a baby blanket.
He's a baby blanket.
Now, as he's gotten older, he wants to be known as Quilt.
And we should honor that, frankly.
Yeah. Again, I don't claim to be a medical expert on this, but if I was betting, and again, it doesn't matter. He raised them; they were his kids. But he claimed he was their biological father, right?
I mean, if he
raised them, it really doesn't matter.
Surely there's
no. I'm not talking about that.
Yeah, but my point, if we're just going on that, I'm gonna go that he's probably not. I'm no expert, but because again, don't look at Michael the way he looked. You know, from Thriller on. Look at Michael pre-Thriller.
Here's Blanket through the years. This is when he was held over a guardrail by Michael Jackson. Oh, yeah. Just a tiny little baby blanket. Yeah. Now he's Blanket. Now he's grown up into a comforter.
Mm, like a terrorist.
Okay.
So he was a throw then, and then.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm looking at this.
I think Russell Brand's the dad.
It's hilarious.
He does look like.
I'm looking more and more at this, and we are right. At one point, it says Mama and grandkids were all in sync, and Mama, in their opinion, has gone rogue and is not letting them have a say anymore.
Yeah.
And she wants almost $600,000 in legal fees reimbursed.
Because she's having to defend herself against these accusations. So anyway, I don't know. It's not good.
What's Tito think?
Greg Tito.
You love Tito, don't you?
I mean, Jermaine is the oldest brother, right?
Jackie.
I think Jackie. Jermaine's somewhere in the middle. Marlon.
Well, he's got to be.
Jermaine.
Marlon.
Or is Michael older than Marlon? No, Marlon than Michael.
Right. No, Marlon was closest to Michael.
Yes.
Or no, Randy was.
Randy was.
Well, yeah, but Randy wasn't in the original five. You really can't count him. He's the youngest
you
of all.
You count
of
him when he comes into the Jacksons.
Yeah, but this was six. He wasn't in the original five.
You got Jackie, then Tito, Jermaine, LaToya, and
I forgot about the girls.
And then Marlon.
Pretty and girl, then, you're I've missing been watching a sister. You.
Then we got, then Michael.
How many of them are there?
Randy, and then Janet.
Janet.
Still got a sister.
You got Reby in there.
You got Reby somewhere, yeah.
Centipede, baby.
Reby, then Jackie, then Tito, Jermaine, LaToya, Marlon. Is it Brandon? Well, why is Brandon look different?
I've never heard Brandon.
Brandon?
There's no Brandon.
There's a Brandon.
Ain't no Brandon.
Michael, Randy, then Janet.
Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah. Who is Brandon?
I've never heard of Brandon.
Was there
Jackson.
A brother that never was in any of them?
Did you mention Randy?
I don't know.
Yes.
Who's Brandon? There ain't no Brandon unless no Joe Brandon. Hadn't had him one on no the side. And nobody
now
know
that
how to
is
dance.
Possible. We ain't got no Brandon.
That is possible.
Joe might have had a little something on the side, well, and the kid didn't have no rhythm, so he didn't try to make him a star.
Greg, we don't know that.
Oh.
It's a weird bunch.
Oh.
You need a scorecard. Rick and Bubba.
Animals on attack again. No. Animals on attack. I'm telling you. Bubba, you don't want to be in a impossible to pronounce national park in South Africa.
Yep. Try
and
it.
And a bull elephant decide that it does not like your safari truck.
Oh.
These safaris, as I've said, probably one of the most fun things I've ever done is to go on one of these safaris. I was not in this particular park, but of course I was in the Kruger.
Yeah.
I was in the Kruger.
National.
Yeah. Stand behind me. If you decide to run, you will just be tired when you die.
So, a bit, you know, it's really, I think when I hear these stories, I'm amazed that there's not more of these.
I know.
Because you're out there with wild animals, and these elephants are giant. But do they know what set it off? I mean, is there a certain
thing where they have video? I'm going to guess.
Yeah, look, it throws that thing around like a rag doll.
I'm going to guess that the bull elephant was in Musk, which is their rut. And when they get in the rut and that stuff's running down their face, you better watch out.
Rick, is that what it says in the story?
And he thought,
no, I just know that.
Well, here comes a funny looking elephant into my territory.
Right. And Greg, that's not a sure enough good truck.
No, it's not.
No,
I've seen better days.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's bad.
Look, the bull's got.
Picture the driver.
He's trying to get it.
Oh, baby.
Oh, my. At that point, you're pet boom.
Truck in the air.
I slam it into reverse.
What's wrong? Why can't he back up? All right, so now the bull elephant is getting more and more angry. And
We won't go that way.
We'll go another way.
Sorry, buddy.
That's a big animal. Surely there's another trail we can go down.
How easy.
Do you think that?
There's a view from the inside.
Just like he's
throwing
his hand back.
There's not a view from the inside.
Yeah, there's a view from the inside.
For some reason, it's sideways. Do y'all
is it?
Yeah, oh, we got to turn our head.
The one I had one.
The one you have is not sideways? Let me try to find it.
I don't remember where it was. It was on the same video of that one. It was longer. It started over again.
So, Rick, you,
the one I saw.
You know these animals. You said something about it going down his face.
Mm-hmm. I'll point out to
him. What is the deal with that?
It almost looks like they're crying. They have almost like tears.
When they're in rut.
And all they care about is one thing. Total destruction.
What do they care? What is it they care about?
What is it that they care about?
Destruction?
Highly aggressive.
And let me tell you.
Well, destruction of anything that would get in the way of their desire.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
If the elephant could talk,
that's a strange
Greg,
place to have it.
Do you think that hurt his
back?
Everybody just tilt your heads. I'm sorry, I can't find it. This was sprung on me.
Can we just tilt your heads?
Okay, just tilt your head.
I'm sorry, guys.
This is inside.
Rick, don't touch the TV with that.
He does that a lot.
I see the tears, Rick.
Oh, Rick.
I'm here all week. I ain't looking at it sideways.
Tears of lust.
It hurts me.
Greg said he's not looking at it sideways.
I see something else. I see something else that would indicate that, too.
Okay, Speedy.
You're right, Speedy. There's another indicator.
Okay.
There's another indicator.
All right.
I didn't say that was the only sign.
Oh, now I see what he mistaken the truck for.
Truck's in the air.
Oh, wow. Bouncing.
Look at the driver bouncing.
Bouncing around. And I'm talking about the truck.
Listen at the people hollering.
Greg, the quote in the story is the tourists were traumatized.
You know they all thought they were dead?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, kudos to whoever's filming.
Wow. He's pointing at the mic.
Hey, go back to when it's attacking them, and the guy that's making the noise, he's like, hey, hey. I'm wondering, what noise would y'all make?
Oh, I
think that's what I'd do.
Listen.
Mine would feature the name Jesus a lot.
Does he think he's scaring it off?
That must be what he usually does, and it works.
Yeah, but not when they're in Musk.
No.
Watch him drop. Watch his head. Oh!
Boom!
Oh,
y'all, that's going to hurt. That's some backs.
Again.
All right, let me ask you this. If you're going on a safari and you want to get a good look at animals, do you get refund or do you tip heavy?
I think I tip that guy.
Hey, we encountered a bull elephant. I mean, we got
no other.
My back's probably so messed up I can't get my wallet.
Oh, you know it. That's when you need like a mouse in your pocket and throw it out.
It says there.
They're scared of
my ear. Look at this. He lifts
it like it's nothing.
They're so strong.
Greg, you think he's stretched, Greg?
He's something.
I know. The circus used to use these to set up. I mean, but think how handy that'd be at the oil change place.
Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Remember.
Get your tires in a minute.
Remember this fact. Never forget this
fact. Even at NASCAR.
Right, you're right.
Your pit crew put a little suit on him.
But every single circus that's ever existed, only female elephants.
Is that right?
They do not deal with males.
Oh.
And if you want to know why, just watch this.
You know why I believe you saying that, Rick?
Because
that
thing you stepped out on
that wand.
Yep. Yeah, it gave you
more credibility.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Rick, I don't like that open cabin either.
You just keep on dealing with bull elephants and musk, and we'll see what happens.
I don't remember seeing a lot of tusk in there. Are they the only ones that get? I don't know if the females get.
I think the one time way back, you remember when they did it, Bo and Bello.
Oh yeah.
I think at one time they tried to feature like one male, but they did never had the males involved in the tricks. I'm telling you,
man.
Research it. Now back when P.T. Barnum was a little more of a daredevil, maybe they might have learned a lesson.
Well, I guess with the tusk, you could do so much more damage, right? Mm-hmm. If that's only a male thing.
Yeah, well, females can have them too.
Okay.
There is one distinctive thing between the two.
Yeah, true.
Did you hear that noise?
And trust me,
it depends how they identify.
Of course, if you watch that movie, Water for Elephants, they take that bull hook, jab them.
Oh, sure.
Does it disturb y'all when like you find stories about like a baby elephant being taken away and then it like sees its mom like 30 years later and they like cry and
that's
embrace tusks the yeah. trunks
that's
and
Dumbo.
Stuff?
That's Dumbo. Yeah. It's a cartoon.
Yeah.
No, that happens in real life.
Yeah, that was Dumbo.
No, they do.
They remember.
They Dumbo, one of those.
They never forget.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's right.
Hey, see, I thought they forgot.
Dumbo, a sad movie.
Quickly.
No, that's a tough movie.
This rumor that an elephant never forgets, I don't think is real.
Right.
No, they never forget.
It's kind of like them being scared of a mouse.
No, they do keep family.
No, that's different.
They remember family ties.
No, it's human women that never forget.
That's the truth.
Well, that's also true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bello and Bo.
Bo and Bello, Bello and Bo. Watch out for Musk.
Do you remember?
Y'all, this noise this guy's making.
It didn't work. Oh, he acted like he was going to move him out of the way.
That's what he usually does. It probably works.
Not in Musk.
No.
At that point, he thinks we're fixing to be dumped over.
Every tourist
and
in there
then stepped on.
Yeah. Because remember, crunched. Every time that we're on doing anything, what do we say? Watch the expert.
Yeah.
He thinks they're in trouble.
You think?
When he went rap, rap, and it didn't work.
I know.
He's in panic.
I think he just had longer sticks.
Right, yeah, I know. If you look up and say, look, that bull elephant's crying, he's so emotional, and that's not what's going on.
He's cranked up.
You guys remember that one zookeeper that...
Oh yeah,
had the problem.
Yes,
he got sat on basically, but he was standing up, and
you don't want that thing back.
We call it the most damaging closed circuit footage ever.
Ever,
ever.
I don't know how you let that ever survive.
Phone calls are next.
Oh, I found it. Oh my gosh!
Don't show that.
All right,
I'll show it just to you guys.
Available.
There it is, Speedy. It's on the screen.
Oh my gosh!
How many times did that guy wash his hair?
Rick and Bubba. Rick and Bubba.
Talking about the upcoming election and where we're going to be. And CNN in this particular video is going to seem shocked that black and Hispanic voters seem to be drifting toward Donald Trump's policies. There's a new poll that is not going to make CNN very happy. So here it is. We'll look at it.
I want to show you this New York Times Siena College poll that found that both black and Hispanic voters say that Donald Trump's policies have helped them more than Joe Biden's policies by pretty wide margins, especially when you look at Hispanic voters. Is that alarming to you that nothing that the Biden campaign has said or done to this point has brought that at least closer than it is right now in this polling?
The Biden administration has an incredible track record of support and making sure that it is working at all times to build an economy from the middle out and the bottom up, as opposed to the top down.
That was Democrat Hakeem Jeffries.
Yeah, Hakeem, it's like every Democrat walks around with that cue card.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, all you did was say something. You did not explain anything.
No.
And the reason why they're having a hard time right now is the problems that everyday Americans are facing are right in front of their faces.
Yeah.
You can't hide it.
And the soothsayers that get out there to spread the word for the administration, people ain't buying it.
Right.
Because they know different.
Yeah, it's almost like you're eating something that does not appeal to you, and a person thinks, if I can tell you something different about that food, you'll like it.
Yeah, kind of like Sam I Am.
Right. So here's 2B. Now, another big concern is what the same thing that some people think, and you're right, it was never proven that it actually weighed the election, but we did see some things in 2020 that concerned people. Was it enough to swing the election? That has never been proven. But people have said, have we resolved some of the things that went on in 2020 that makes them concerned about 2024? This one isn't going to help because you want to ask the question, has something been done to resolve this? something that has been discovered in the state of Michigan during the 2020 election.
In a nutshell, we found several other things using open source data. There is a gentleman named Eric Lutzen, and he has matched up a list. He started looking at voters above the age of 80 that were registered for voting and did vote on in Michigan, and 17,327 Michigan voters also had a corresponding obituary. And I didn't print that whole thing out, but I can give you that website for the tabular data. And it's about 350 pages or so. So in the essence of time, I'll close it out. We'd be happy to chat if there's any other specific information that I can provide to you about our findings.
Yeah, what? 17,000 dead people voted in Michigan?
That is correct.
Not according to him.
So if you can find the corresponding obituary with the person's registered name and address and whatever else you need to be identified, I'm with you, Bubba. You and I have tried to say, you know, sometimes these things are true, but did they have any impact? I think you and I both have said off the air today, 17,327 dead people voting. It's a big number.
Yeah, what was the vote counts in Michigan last time?
I don't know, but I just don't think – I think if you're a Republican or Democrat, I think we could all agree – I'm trying to find these middle grounds – that dead people should not be allowed to vote. Anybody okay with that?
Yeah, I agree.
Anybody okay with that?
Here's the
That seems fair.
Here's the numbers for Trump and Biden.
Mm-hmm.
So 2,800 voted for Biden, 2,600 – or excuse me, 2,800,000 versus 2,600,000.
So you're talking about 200,000. So even if that was so, that would have made a difference. But it is disturbing that many people voted.
Yeah, and then you say, well, if 17,000 dead people were successfully counted, what other shenanigans might have got us closer to that 200,000?
The mail-in votes alone.
Yeah, right.
I mean, my goodness.
I mean, that does concern you. And we knew people personally, it didn't have a big impact in our state, but we knew people personally that had loved ones who had passed, and they received all they needed to fill out and have that person vote.
Yep.
Because of the mail-in option we got during the pandemic.
Yeah.
So anyway, who knows, but here's what I think we can say. I don't like 17,000 plus people who are dead voting.
No, I don't like one doing that. Adler, you said you had another video on how Taiwan does their election night.
Yeah, Taiwan, they just held their election. They required you to bring a photo ID, and you got to prove who you are at your correct voting station.
There's a concept.
They use paper ballots, and they count the votes of each station one by one in public view, and there's no mail-in ballots, and they get it all done in a few hours. The election results are known the same day, and here's a news package about that.
We're at a polling station here in New Taipei City where the polls have closed and the votes are being counted as we speak. The interesting thing about elections here in Taiwan is that there's no absentee voting, so everything is done in person. You can literally see people there where the votes are being put on paper. There's volunteers inside now reciting what those votes are, and the other volunteers are tallying up those votes right now on that whiteboard. Now, you gotta wonder why they do this, right? Well, it's fair, it's safe, and it does protect Taiwan from any sort of interference from China or other players out there. It is an old school way, and certainly maybe not as efficient as some other economies out there, but certainly it's a way that has worked election after election.
Well, I understand that we have 340 million people. We're a much bigger operation than Taiwan, but
they've
still
got 23 million.
Yeah, so it's
about like
it's the concept
state,
still. Yeah, it's a little bit, but you could do that in
but
each individual state.
Yeah,
and that's our, as you said, our states are about the size of Taiwan. Why not do that inside every state?
And California, it just took them, what, 10, 11 days to count the votes between Adam Schiff and Steve Garvey?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Who won that?
Schiff, but barely.
So, but both of them go into the general election, right?
Right. They do.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. And I think that a lot
He's
of times.
Up at the plate again.
Yeah.
Don't you guys agree? I mean, you can't help it if you're a citizen. You think this. You think, okay, Our tax system could be easily simplified, so why don't we do it? Well, I'll tell you why, and you've said it, Bubba, and you're right, because then it can't be politicized. Same thing with elections. We all know that our elections could be simplified, and they be extremely – it could be extremely difficult to compromise them, but then it would be extremely difficult to compromise them.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So you're going to have the people that benefit from bad systems, always keeping bad systems going.
You know, when it comes to taxes, like you were talking about, if we just go to flat tax, let's say, you know, 10%, you would see who a lot of politicians say they want to tax, these ultra rich folks would have to pay 10%, and most everybody else would get a tax break.
A flat tax would help.
The middle class would, for sure.
The wealthy rich would not get away with not paying taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And
no loopholes.
And as you said, everybody top to bottom would have more of their money in their own account.
Yeah.
And the government would also have more money in their coffers because nobody could get around it.
Well, you think that just makes too much sense. It's kind of like the time change. You know, everybody is for it, not changing the clock, but we can't seem to get it done.
No. And there's a reason why we can't. Those that benefit from that confusion don't want it to change. Top of the hour.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Hey, it's Rick and Bubba inviting you to tomorrow's Rick and Bubba Show.
Rick, it'll be a big and busy show as always. We'll welcome in the Elite Eight. Comedian John Reap will be stopping by and a whole lot more.
All tomorrow on a brand new Rick and Bubba Show.
Thanks for listening to the daily Best of Rick and Bubba. To catch the entire show and for all things Rick and Bubba, go to rickandbubba.com, spell out AIM.
Lord willing, we will catch you on the next edition of the Rick and Bubba Show.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.